Chill to the bone or roasting, the effect that the weather has on us. It's the second week of February and here in Cambridge, the weather feels arctic. As I type this, my fingers are as cold as ice. Time to get that electric heater from the spare room. In a way, though, it's appropriate, as today's post is about how we describe the effect that the weather has on us. Staying with the cold theme, if a person or a part of their body feels very cold, we can use the adjectives frozen or freezing. If a part of their body is frozen stiff, it is so cold they can't bend or move it. For example, my feet are frozen. Where's that blanket? I'm freezing. By the end of the walk, my hands were frozen stiff. A part of the body that is so cold it is slightly blue or grey may be described as blue with cold. For example, look at your poor fingers, they're blue with cold. If you can't feel a part of your body because it's so cold, you can say it's numb or numb with cold. You might instead say that you can't feel or have lost all feeling in that bit of the body. For example, my toes are numb with cold. I can't feel my fingers, they're so cold. I've lost all feeling in my feet. Finally, for cold language, if you are extremely cold and want to convey this with a nice, emphatic idiom, you can say you are chilled to the bone. For example, we'd been waiting in the cold for hours and were chilled to the bone. Moving on to heat, there are two nice adjectives that you can use to express how hot you are, boiling and roasting. For example, I'm boiling in this sweater. Can you please open the window? I'm roasting. If your body is so hot that you're covered in sweat, you can say you are dripping with sweat, bathed in sweat, or drenched with sweat. For example, after walking for half an hour in the 90-degree heat, I was dripping with sweat. I woke up bathed in sweat. Tom arrived at the office drenched with sweat. And what about getting wet in the rain? How do we describe this? If we are very wet, we can use the adjective soaked or drenched. And to emphasise that our clothes are all completely wet, we can say we are soaked or drenched to the skin, or soaked through. The adjective soaking, or, for emphasis, soaking wet, can also be used. For example, come in, you're drenched. It was raining so hard that I got soaked to the skin. I need to change my clothes, I'm soaked through. You're soaking wet, you poor thing. Finally, I leave you with a very vivid idiom in this area. Someone who is very wet as a result of being in heavy rain may be said informally to look like a drowned rat. For example, by the time I reached the club, I looked like a drowned rat. I'd love to know what the equivalent of the idiom looked like a drowned rat is in your language.